We are learning Mesechta Yevamos Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and we're already halfway down Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. We are starting 13 lines from the top. Omar Rav Shimon Bar Achiya, Nivala LeBehema Kasher LeKuna. If Isha is Nivala LeBehema, she is Kasher LeKuna, and even to a Kohen Gadol, even Kedarka. If it's Kedarka, heck, it's Kasher LeKuna. Good, it's not a Bia, and good, it's not a Zayna. But what happened to the problem of Mukas Eitz? So Rashi speaks out, Oman the Shari Mukas Eitz, Shari Ba. The one who holds Mukas Eitz is Mutta, will hold there is Mutta. Now, like we spoke out, who holds Mukas Eitz is Mutta? Mishnah says, Leisa Mukas Eitz. So you have to say, Rashi learns that Stafka Rav Lozer Rav Shimon holds you not to marry Mukas Eitz. But the Tanakam holds you allowed to marry Mukas Eitz. So if you mind, Mukas Eitz is kosher, so Nivala La Behema, Ksher Lakuna, because all it is a Mukas Eitz, it's not worse than an Eitz going into Isa Makam and take away the Basulim. So different Nivala Behema is kosher Lakuna. Tanya, the bride, so she's not called a beula because it's a behema. Tanya, we're not going to do the bride like that. Nivala lemishen ish, a isha that was nival to someone who's not a person, which means a behema. Even the halacha is that a isha is nivala la behema. We had it in parash Achri Mois. Even though there's a skila, k'sher lekuna, she's still kasha to kahuna. Why is she kasha to kahuna? Because it's not called a beula. That's the first bride, like Rav Shimi's halacha. Goshu Rav Dimi Omar, he said over, Ma'isa Bereva Achas, Behisaloi, there was this young woman in a place called Hisaloi, Shahisa Mechabeda Sabais, she was sweeping the house, Virova Kelev Kufri Ma'achareha. And a Kelev Kufri, which is Stup Shotim, Rashi learns is a big, huge dog, and the dog was boiled her from the back, Ma'achareha, which is Shloi Kedarka, Vechshira Rebbe Kuna. And Rebbe said, she is Kosher Likahuna. So Rashi learns why, because it's a Bia Shloi Kedarka, and again, a Behem is not called a Bia, but Rashi says, if it would have been not Me'acharei, it would have been Kedarka, then it would have been a Mukas Eitz, and maybe Rebbe would have held it's no good. Rashi learns that this is Dafka Me'acharei, because why else did say the Ma'is Me'acharei? What's the difference where it was? Teretz is, because according to Rebbe, Taka, if it would be a regular Bia, even with a Behem, it would be a different problem, it's Mukas Eitz. I didn't finish the law in the Gemara, but Chshir Rebbe Lekuna, Mashmul, but the Kohen Gadol, even the Kohen Gadol. Freite Gemara, may Rebbe Kohen Gadol mihava. Rebbe lived hundreds of years after the Churban HaBayis. So there's no Kohen Gadol anymore. In the days of Yechim and Zakkai already, Churban HaBayis. The Bayis was Churban in the days of Yechim and Zakkai already, which is much earlier than the Rebbe. Rebbe was from the last Tanoim. Rebbe had Tamidim who were Amaroim. Rebbe's Talmud, Levi, was Rav and Levi were both Tamidim and Rebbe. They were Amaroim. So how could it be that there's a Kohen Gadol in Rebbe's days? So tomorrow, Ella Ru'uy L'Kohen Gadol. Not they're saying Lemaisa. We're saying it's Ru'uy L'Kohen Gadol. She's not called a Bula. So like upon him, we have the Gemara so far is Nivel of Hema Kedarka was not called a Bula. Might be a problem with Kazait. So it's totally not Machlekes. But and Shloi Kedarka is definitely fine. It's not a problem. It's not called a Bia. And therefore, it's not called a Bula. Only Rava Meparzakula Ravashi. Menoha Mil Sedar Rabbanon Ains Dos L'Behema. Taka, how do we know this halacha that we're saying that we're busy with today? The Ains Dos L'Behema. How do we know this? So tomorrow the chesiv, it says in the pasuk, loisavi esnan zoyno mechir kelev. The pasuk says you're not allowed to bring a carbon from esnan zoyno mechir kelev. What's an esnan zoyno? That means if someone wants to mezana with someone and gives her a behema as a present in order to mezana with her, that behema is also a carbon. It's disgusting. It's also a carbon. And mechir kelev means if you switch a behema for a kelev, also the halacha is that behema is not kosher for a carbon. Vitnan. What about an esnan kelev u'mechir zoyna? So halacha is mutarim. What's an esnan kelev? So Rashi says esnan kelev is you tell a zoyna here is a tle, here is a sheep and being boiled to my dog. So there, the halacha is that it's mutter. It's an esnan for znus. Teretz is a kelev on a zoyna is ishkin znus because ain znus la behema. But then on Esnan Kelev and Mechir Zayna. Mechir Zayna means you switch a Zayna for a Tle, like you sell it. You sell a Zayna for a Tle, it means you have a Shifcha, it's a Zayna. You switch it for something. Both of the cases are Mutter. Shenema Gam Shneim Shneim Le'arba. There's only two cases, not four, that are Osir for a carbon. Like upon him, what do you see? Since you see Esnan Kelev, and the way Rashi learns is that you gave a Tle to the Zayna to Mazan to his own Kelev, that's not called Esnan Zayna. So you see, it's not called a Zayna. Actually, in other places, Rashi learns Pshat is that you gave someone a tleh in order that you should be mizana with the kelev. like upon him. But either way, we see from here, Ein Znos Lebehema. Zogti Gemara Bait, let's make a Scholar on the next Gemara. Tana Rabbanon. Anusas Atzmoy, Mufutas Atzmoy Lo Yisa. That means, a Kohen Gadol is Ma'anes Chas Shalom someone, or Mufuto means he convinces a Naira to have beer with him. The Loch is, you're not allowed to marry her anymore, because now she's a Ba'ula. Now she's a Ba'ula. And Rashi's Mashmah said, the Rai Stigger then. But Vim Nasu Nasi. But if they get married, it's married. What that means, I'll see in the Gemara. We'll see what that means. Because the Chayr is also, so why Nasu Nasi? Anusa is Chaveru, which is Chaveru, which is a regular Zayna, which might be a regular Ba'ula, rather. A regular Ba'ula. It's not your Ba'ula. It's someone else's Ba'ula. Lo Yisav Vim Nasu, Rabbi Loza, but Yaakov, and Havlad Chalal. Loza, Yaakov says, Eliezer, Yaakov holds Vlad Chalal. We have to see also the Bi'ah Machlekes thing later on in the Pesukim. Back upon him, what we see so far is that Halacha is Anusus Asma Yifutus Asma Yisa V'Nasi Nasi. So look, the Gemara Nasi Nasi Yom Rav Huna Rav Amoitzi Beget. She, yeah, you can't keep her as a wife. You give her a get. Why? Because this lady now is a Ba'ula, and a Kohen Gadol is now to marry a Ba'ula. Aye, it's Anusus Asma. So what? Lemaisa wasn't with kedushin, so anusis atzma is aser, and if you have to give a get, so ve'elahalik taniyim nasu nasu. What does it mean if they get married? They're married. If it's an iser ba'ula, which is, means the tarz is basula, you have to give her a get. What does it mean if they're married? Om Ravacha b'Yakov loy marasha in mishalim knas mafuta. The halacha is that by mafuta, by all you need to pay 50 kesef no matter what. By mafuta, which means when you convince someone, the halacha is you only have to give the 50 kesef. In ma'in yamoin avil asitaloi kesav yishkol kamara basula. It's only if you don't marry her. So here, since you have to give a get, you would say, oh, I can't marry her. I have to give 50 kesef. Terah says, no, I'm nasu nasu. You married her. It's because they can marry. You don't have to give the 50 kesef. So what comes out so far was saying that by anusis asa futus atzma, the halacha is im nasu, you have to give a get. Zok the Gemara is not so pashut. Also, Rav Gavia Mebei Kossel, Omno Shmaitza Kamei de Rav Ashi. Rav Gavia Mebei Kossel said over the Shmaitza. From Rav Ashi, he said over Rav Huna's Halacha of Get. From Rav Ashi, Omalei, so Rav Gavia said, no, you don't need a get. You can stay married. But Rav Yechad Amr Tavayu, Begeres Umukas Eitz Lo Yisa, Vim Nosu Nosu. If you have a Begeres Umukas Eitz, you're not allowed to marry them, but if you marry, you can stay married. What's the pshat? Alma, Soif Aliyah's Begeris Tachtov, Soif Aliyah's Mukas Eitz Tachtov. The reason why you're allowed to marry a Begeris and a Mukas Eitz is, you're not allowed to marry them, but if you marry them, you're allowed to stay together, is because anyone can become a Begeris. Anytime you marry someone, they're going to get older. It's automatic. And Mukas Eitz also, you're going to do Bia, you're going to become Mukas Eitz. So therefore, if you marry a Begeris and Mukas Eitz, since Soif Aliyah's Begeris Eitz Tachtov, Soif Aliyah's Mukas Eitz Tachtov, you're allowed to stay married. Haki Nami, Soif Aliyah Bulas Tachtov. Here also, you're going to be bula tachta of kasha, which means like this. That's pasha that anusas chaveroi, futas chaveroi. She's a bula already from someone else. There's no tzad you can marry. That's the iser, and you have to get divorced. Oshayla. Here it's a bula's atzma. You don't want to do the bia. You can do this anyway. You can do this anyway. Good, you didn't do it at the kedusha, but you can do this anyway. So therefore, you're allowed to stay married. Just like when Mukas says to the Geras, it's not the most last day married because it didn't happen anyway. So therefore, it doesn't make sense that. You have to give a get because of that. And therefore, this one holds, last day tachtav, kasha. So it's really a machlokes, Rav Huna and the other man, the Amrim, if you have to give a get or not. Rav Huna holds you have to give a get. The other man, you don't have to give a get. And it's a shayla of it, even Rav Huna, if it's the Raisa. Taisus learns that this din of Rav Huna or Rav doesn't need a get. It's only with the Rabbanon. It's only with the Rabbanon. He agrees really to be associated to this idea of Anusis Atzmai that's going to become Sefer Leah's Pu'ula tachtav. And therefore, it's only a dinder abonus. Other holds the rice of Akbonim, the second one definitely holds that Nasi Nasi, last day married, what's the pshat? The pshat is because Soifer Leois Ba'ula Tachtov.